Jeremiah chapter 51. Thus says Yahweh, Understand, I will raise up against Babylon and against those that dwell in the midst of them that rise up against me a destroying wind. And I will send to Babylon fanners, who will fan her and will empty her land, for in the day of trouble they will be against her all around. Against he who bends, let the archer bend his bow. And against he who lifts himself up in his brigandine and spare you not her young men, destroy you utterly all of her host. In this manner the killed will fall in the land of the Chaldeans, and they that are thrust through will fall in her streets. For Israel has not been forsaken, nor Yehuda of his Elohim, of Yahweh of hosts, though their land was filled with sin against the Holy One of Israel. Flee out of the midst of Babylon, and deliver every man his soul. Be not cut off in her iniquity, for this is the time of Yahweh's vengeance. He will render to her a recompense. Babylon has been a golden cup in Yahweh's hand, that has made all the earth drunk. The nations have drunk of her wine, and therefore the nations are mad crazy. Babylon is suddenly fallen and destroyed. Howl for her, take balm for her pain, if so she may be healed by that. We would have healed Babylon, but she is not healed. Forsake her. Let us go every one into his own country, for her judgment reaches up to heaven and is lifted up even to the skies. Yahweh has brought forth our righteousness. Come, and let us declare in Zion the work of Yahweh our Elohim. Make bright the arrows, gather the shields. Yahweh has raised up the spirit of the kings of the Medes, for his device is against Babylon, to destroy it, because it is the vengeance of Yahweh, the vengeance of his temple. Set up the standard upon the walls of Babylon. Make the watch strong. Set up the watchmen. Prepare the ambushes, for Yahweh has both devised and done that which he spoke against the inhabitants of Babylon. Know you who dwell upon many waters, abundant in treasures, your end is come, the measure of your covetousness. Yahweh of hosts has sworn by himself by saying this, Surely I will fill you with men as with caterpillars, and they will lift up a shout against you. He has made the earth by his power. He has established the world by his wisdom, and has stretched out the heaven by his understanding. And when he utters his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens. And he causes the vapors to rise up from the ends of the earth. He makes lightnings with rain, and brings forth the wind out of his treasures. Every man is brutish by his knowledge. Every founder is confused by the graven image. For his molten image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. They are vanity. They are the work of errors. In the time of their visitation they will perish. The portion of Jacob is not like them, for he is the former of all things. Israel is the rod of his inheritance. Yahweh of hosts is his name. You are my battle axe and weapons of war, for with you will I break in pieces the nations, and with you will I destroy kingdoms, and with you will I break in pieces the horse and his rider, and with you will I break in pieces the chariot and his rider. With you will I also break in pieces man and woman, and with you will I break in pieces old and young, and with you will I break in pieces the young man and the maid, and I will also break in pieces with you the shepherd and his flock, and with you will I break in pieces the husbandman and his yoke of oxen, and with you will I break in pieces captains and rulers, and I will render to Babylon and to all the inhabitants of Chaldea all their evil that they've done in Zion in your sight, says Yahweh. Understand, I'm against you, O destroying mountain, says Yahweh, who destroys all the earth. And I will stretch out my hand on you, and I will roll you down from the rocks and make you a burnt mountain. And they will not take from you a stone for a corner, nor a stone for foundations, but you will be desolate forever, says Yahweh. Set yourself up a standard in the land, blow the trumpet among the nations, prepare the nations against her, call together against her the kingdoms of Ararat, Mini, Ashkenaz, appoint a captain against her, cause the horses to come up as the rough caterpillars, prepare against her the nations with the kings of the Medes, the captains of it, and all the rulers of it, and all the land of his dominion, and the land will tremble in sorrow, for every purpose of Yahweh will be performed against Babylon, to make the land of Babylon a desolation without an inhabitant. The mighty men of Babylon have forborne to fight. They have remained in their holds. Their might has failed. They became as like women. They've burned her dwelling places, and her bars are broken. One post will run to meet another, and one messenger to meet another, to show the king of Babylon that his city has taken at one end, and that the passages are stopped, and that the reeds they have burned with fire, and the men of war are frightened. For thus says Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, the daughter of Babylon is like a threshing floor. It is time to thresh her. Yet a little while, and the time of her harvest will come. Nebuchadrezzar, the king of Babylon, has devoured me. He's crushed me. He has made me an empty vessel. He has swallowed me up like a dragon. He has filled his belly with my delicates, and he has cast me out. The violence done to me and to my flesh be upon Babylon. Shall the inhabitants of Zion say, and my blood upon the inhabitants of Chaldea? Shall Jerusalem say? Therefore, thus says Yahweh, understand, I will plead your cause and take vengeance for you, and I will dry up her sea and make her springs dry. At Babylon will become heaps, a dwelling place for dragons, an astonishment and a hissing without an inhabitant. They will roar together like lions. They will yell like lions' whelps. And in their heat I will make their feasts, and I will make them drunken so that they can rejoice and sleep a perpetual sleep and not waken, says Yahweh. And I will bring them down like lambs to the slaughter, like rams with he-goats. How is Shishak taken? And how is the praise of the whole earth surprised? How is Babylon become an astonishment amongst the nations? The sea has come upon Babylon. She is covered with the multitude of the waves of it. Her cities are a desolation, a dry land and a wilderness, a land in which no man dwells, neither does any son of man pass there. And I will punish Bel in Babylon, and I will bring forth out of his mouth that which he has swallowed up. And the nations will not flow together any more to him. Yes, the wall of Babylon will fall. My people, go you out of the midst of her, and deliver you every man his soul from the fierce anger of Yahweh. And lest your heart faint, and you fear for the rumor that will be heard in the land, a rumor will both come 1 year, and after that in another year will come a rumor, and violence in the land, ruler against ruler. For this reason, understand that the days come, that I will do judgment upon the graven images of Babylon, and her whole land will be confounded, and all her slain will fall in the midst of her. Then the heaven and the earth, and all that is within it, will sing for Babylon, for the spoilers will come to her from the north, says Yahweh. As Babylon has caused the slain of Israel to fall, so at Babylon will fall the slain of all the earth. You who have escaped the sword, go away. Do not stand still. Remember Yahweh from afar off, and let Jerusalem come into your mind. We are confounded, because we have heard reproach. Shame has covered our faces, for strangers have come into the sanctuaries of Yahweh's house. For this reason, understand the days come, says Yahweh, that I will do judgment upon her graven images, and through all her land the wounded will groan. Though Babylon should mount up to heaven, and though she should fortify the height of her strength, from me will spoilers come to her, says Yahweh. A sound of a cry comes from Babylon, and great destruction from the land of the Chaldeans, because Yahweh has spoiled Babylon and destroyed out of her the great voice. When her waves do roar like great waters, a noise of their voice is uttered, because the spoilers come upon her, even upon Babylon, and her mighty men are taken. Every one of their bows is broken, for Yahweh, El of recompense, will surely requite. And I will make drunk her princes and her wise men, her captains and her rulers and her mighty men, and they will sleep a perpetual sleep and not waken, says Yahweh, who's the king, whose name is Yahweh of hosts. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, the broad walls of Babylon will be utterly broken, and her high gates will be burned with fire, and the people will labor in vain for the folk in the fire, and they will be weary. This is the word which Jeremiah the prophet commanded Seraiah, the son of Neriah, the son of Maaseiah, when he went with Zedekiah, the king of Yehuda, into Babylon in the fourth year of his reign, and this Seraiah was a quiet prince. And so Jeremiah wrote in a book all the evil that should come upon Babylon, all these words that are written against Babylon. And Jeremiah said to Seraiah, when you come to Babylon and will see and will read all these words, then will you say, O Yahweh, you have spoken against this place to cut it off, so that none will remain in it, neither man nor beast, but that it will be desolate forever. And it will be. When you've made an end of reading this book, you will bind a stone to it, and you will throw it into the midst of the Euphrates. And you will say, thus will Babylon sink, and will not rise from the evil that I will bring upon her, and they will be weary. Thus far are the words of Jeremiah. End of chapter.